Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The dictionary defines compassion as sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. Compassion. That's exactly what moved Lee Chester to action. Chester, age 37, didn't think twice when it came to making sure his daughter Esme, just 3 years old, could have a healthy childhood. After suffering kidney failure, the toddler was forced to spend 14 months on dialysis, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when tests showed Lee could help his caring, funny, and strong-willed daughter live a normal life, he jumped at the chance. Lee gave an amazing gift to his daughter, and not just the kidney he donated. He gave his little girl wonderful proof of his love by going to such extremes to help. Esme's father made a sacrifice so she might live. How much more our Heavenly Father did to give us life eternal. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God gave his Son, not a kidney, but his one and only Son. Have you ever considered the sacrifice of Jesus from God the Father's perspective? God the Father heard Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. He saw the anguish and the suffering, the flogging, the crucifixion of his one and only Son, and he did not intervene. Why not? Did he suddenly stop loving his Son? Of course not. The suffering and death of his Son was the only way to rescue you from sin and death. The Father willingly sacrificed Jesus in your place to forgive your sins so you could have peace with him and a home in heaven. He gave his Son that you would not perish, but would have eternal life. This is what God did for you. This is how much he loves you. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Let that glorious truth fill your heart and rejoice. Heavenly Father, help me to look on Jesus' cross with eyes of faith, that I might see your salvation and your love each and every day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.